Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good morning, and welcome to Score Values here on 670 The Score. I'm your host, Tyler Buterbaugh. And coming up on this week's show, I sat down with President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Scott Burness, and he shared how to look out for scammers with the holiday season approaching and the weather changing, and how they at the Better Business Bureau can help if you have encountered any type of scams. And then Dawn Melchiori, she is the executive director of Cradles to Crayons. She shared the mission for Cradles to Crayons and their current coat drive called Gear Up for Winter and how you can get involved.
Joining me here this morning on Score Values here on 670 The Score is Steve Burness, the President and CEO of Better Business Bureau in Chicago. Steve, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. How are you? I'm doing well. Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. Always good to talk to you. Now, I want to get started with, a lot of people probably don't realize that this month of October, there's a lot going on in October, but it's also Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Now, if you could just kind of quickly share with me what that is, and then what is the Better Business Bureau guide to reduce risk of cybersecurity?
Yeah, cybersecurity should be at the forefront of everybody's thinking about it, you know, because it is a problem that is going to happen to you eventually. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So as you mentioned, October is the awareness month for us, and we want people that to be careful, especially online. There's so much complex and severe scams out there impacting everybody, including businesses. So what we ask consumers and businesses do is to, these cyber threats never stop, especially with AI is accelerating the speed of these attacks. So it's important for people to remember not to fall for these scams online. And especially now with the AI tools, they create these, you know, convincing emails, phishing, what we call phishing emails, saying that you got to do something quickly or add your personal information to, or give us your personal information. Then there's always that fake websites. I mean, you don't realize the amount of fake websites that are out there that look like the real website, and you could be on a fake website. And then there's deep fake videos injecting, you know, malicious prompts or code, you know, allowing, you know, cyber criminals to craft messages that make it look like, you know, authentic, and they bypass traditional detection mechanisms that are already on your computer. So it's better to be proactive instead of reactive on these threats. And one of the things, most important thing, is never respond to unsolicited emails or text messages. I think consumers really have to mark them as junk and not even respond or click on anything in there. And if you think it's coming from your bank or your mortgage company or your credit card company, call them directly or go to their website directly or under your account. Don't just click on it and information, especially passwords, because once they have their password, they have access to things as well. And always never provide personal or financial information requested in an email or text without doing your due diligence, making certain that is the company that you're dealing with and you know them and can trust them. And always add spam filters to your emails. I think there's so many emails out there that are malicious intent. They can lock computers up, you know, for businesses and consumers. There's a South suburban police station about 10, 12 years ago that actually had to pay their ransomware to get their own police files back because they were able to lock up the computer. So it's severe. Always keep in mind the cyber threats. And it's, again, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when it will happen to you.
Now, I know we talked about this the last time you joined me, but I just love reminding the listeners as far as the Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker. Can you remind the listeners exactly what this system does and how this can help the average person that is running through these situations?
Our Scam Tracker is very heavily in use. And basically what it means is that Better Business Bureau keeps track of scams all across the world and even North America specifically, looking at scams. So we rely on consumers, businesses to let us know about these scams. Put this information, what you receive, put the phone number down, the website, and everything like that. It's really a repository of information, not only for the Better Business use, but also for, you know, law enforcement all across the country. All the law enforcement agencies have access to it. So basically, it lets us know about these scams, what they're doing, the websites associated with them, but it also preventative then. So if you're looking up something on our website, you can see these scams. You can see what's happening in your neighborhood, your town, or all across the world as well by keywords. So this is really just a great repository of information, but it's helpful for consumers. You know, you always say, nobody's going to fall for this. Somebody will. So unfortunately, there are scammers out there trying to take advantage of the situation. So we're trying to educate consumers and businesses about the scams out there. And if you get something in the mail from the IRS saying that you owe taxes, you have to put this in the scam tracker, and we can see other scams associated with it and some tips on how to prevent this from happening to you or your family.
Steve Burness, President and CEO of Better Business Bureau here in Chicago. Now, Steve, we all know that Halloween is just around the corner. There's a lot of spending, whether there's people are spending on Halloween decorations, costumes, and all that kind of fun stuff. How much of a rise do you notice in this time of the year with in the scamming?
Well, every year seems to be increasing each year, and there's a lot of things out there that we're not aware of that consumers haven't told us. But you know, according to the National Retail Federation, consumers will spend about $13.1 billion. And as we know, the scammers always go where the money's at. They want a piece of that pie as well. So what we're seeing is an increase in pop-up stores. You may have noticed in your local neighborhood. I'm not talking about the national chain ones. I'm talking about ones that just appear in gas stations or maybe on the side of a road or things of that nature. You got to be careful of those because they may not be around when you have a problem with the merchandise. It might be counterfeits. So you have to really trust the merchant. So it's in order to do business with somebody, you have to know about them, understand their background, and check the report with the Better Business Bureau as well. But there's fake websites, you know, billions of dollars spent on costumes that you may never get online. So you really have to do your due diligence. And unfortunately, online shopping is convenient, but offers, you know, really an increased variety of scams, including costume scams, candy scams, anything associated with that. So just be careful of who you're doing business with and buy from companies that have been around long enough to have a clear track record. A lot of times these places, like I mentioned, just pop up and they go away right away on November 1st and you never know who they are. And when you want to file a complaint, they're nowhere to be found.
Right. Now you just mentioned right there, the pop-ups, the pop-up stores and with online, do you see more activity in scamming from one or the other, or is it a good mixture of both, would you say?
We're seeing an increase in online scams completely. Online shopping as well is still number one scam because everybody shifted online because of the pandemic and to continue that. So if you think about it, your shopping habits have changed and therefore the scammers know that and they change too. So we're seeing a lot of online fraud, a lot of online scams, fake websites, and it's easier to get to a lot of people online than it was in the old days. When I started 38 years ago, you put a scam on a telephone pole at the end of the expressway, you know, and with a phone number, or they mail you something. Now they can get millions of people quickly in an email and see who takes bait, you know, who takes the bait and runs with it. So again, by clicking on those things, working with them or talking to them, that's never a good thing because you never know who you're dealing with.
Steve Burness, President and CEO of Better Business Bureau in Chicago. Now, Steve, I was reading an article from your website, and it was talking about ghost tapping. Could you kind of share a little more exactly what that term means? And from what I read, it does sound like that it kind of could affect a little more in the holiday spending. Is that true?
It is true. Around the holidays, people always spend more, and fortunately, scammers are on the bandwagon trying to take as much from you as possible. So really, ghost tapping scam defined is basically, it's really a way of stealing your credit card, your debit card information from you, either with machinery that's close to you, so they got those readers that are close to you, or when they actually take your physical card and say, would you like to make a donation to help our family bury a relative? And they ask for just a $20 donation, that's all. And they tap your card, and then you get charged, $2,000 or $3,000. Really, scammers equipped with handheld, wireless, payment devices, really like regular legitimate businesses, but they only need to be a few feet from you, so they can read your card too. So it's best to have those RFID cards protecting your credit card, so none of that information can be transmitted to them. So is this being very careful who you bump into, especially somebody posing as a legitimate vendor at flea markets or crowded areas asking you to tap to pay, because the banks are not as willing to give the money back on those. A lot of times then you freely gave somebody your card. You have no receipt to prove that you're only supposed to be charged $200 or $20, and you end up getting a lot more. So be careful on your credit card. On any type of purchases or asking to tap. But again, your safest protection is with your credit card. But again, banks are limiting that liability now, and you could be on the hook for it.
You mentioned about the RFID block and sleeves for ghost tapping. What are some other tips that you would give the listeners as far as what the Better Business Bureau recommends with preventing ghost tapping?
Well, monitor accounts daily, basically. So always quick detection always helps fraud, stop the fraud further. Get a transaction alert. A lot of banks and credit card companies have that feature online where anytime your card is used, you get notified. And really limit contactless use in high public areas. So basically, when someone comes up to you and say, could you, purchase this from us, or whatever the case may be, or my mom's dying of cancer, need help in the money, we only need $10. Well, that's the tip off to the rip off, as I like to say. They just want to take your card, tap it, and put an extra charge on it. So, really the RFID blocking sleeves are the most important mechanism of preventing these types of scan readers from a distance.
Steve Burness, President and CEO of Better Business Bureau in Chicago, here with me just for a few more moments. So now, Steve, not only with the holiday spending where it's a high increase as far as scamming, but with the seasons changing and, people are going to need some housework, whether it's insulation, a new furnace, what kind of scams as far as like for homeowners do they need to look out for?
Yeah, especially around the autumn season, approaching the holiday season, fall is the prime time season for home improvement scams. That's always number one at the Better Business Bureau, has been for many, many years. And these scams rank the fifth riskiest for consumers. But be careful of the home, contractor knocking at your door saying, I happen to be down the street, or I got extra material on my truck, I can help you out. Because you never do business with somebody who walks up to you. I don't care who they are, because you got to do your due diligence on them. Make sure they are who they say they are. And secondly, you've got to get two or three bids. You just don't walk and hand over money or check or credit card to somebody you don't know. And it could be others in that industry. It could do it for a better price or have a different thing. So coming up to your house, especially like chimney, roof repairs, they always say, oh, we'll clean your chimney, or we'll look at your roof and inspect for damages. And then they got people saying that they're the utility company saying, we're going to do a free audit. Well, that's not a free audit. It's really a way of trying to get your information on your account to switch you over to another utility. And people don't realize when they sign over the dotted line, they're changing their things, their utilities over to somebody else at a higher cost down the road. So be careful when they're saying, coming up your door, ductwork cleaning, or you know, looking at your windows or roof and things of that nature. But home improvement usually is the biggest scam we see in the autumn with the Better Business Bureau.
Now, what would you recommend to someone who has encountered this situation, and how could they, like, and how to reach to you at the Better Business Bureau for it?
Well, please go to our website, bbb.org. It has all the information we're talking about today and other tips and things. Sign up for our newsletter, news alerts, to let us know about the tips up there that are scam related. But also, the Better Business Bureau is a great source of finding businesses that you can trust. Really, the BBB seal is a sign of a better business. So you want to look for companies that have a track record that we know about. And if you do have a complaint, to come forward. A lot of scams get away with their scams and away with these crimes because people don't complain about it. You know, this study's been done in the past where, you know, 9 out of 10 people don't complain when they are scammed. And that's how these scammers continue to proliferate in our society. So make sure that you complain. If it's a credit card transaction, call your credit card company right away and go to our scam tracker, put it in there to prevent this from happening to somebody else.
One last question for you, Steve, before I let you go. But with the government shutdown that's currently going on, are there scams that people need to look out for as we are going throughout this period?
Yes, there's all sorts of scams. We're seeing an increase in those types of government shutdown scams, and sometimes a lot to do with Medicare. So now with the open enrollment period now from October 15th to December 7th, people are getting calls from artificial intelligence calls, making sounds like they're human, asking that they got to register because of the government shutdown, or we got to, you know, switch you to something else, but we need your social security number to make that switch. So any type of anything based on, you know, the shutdown itself that we can help you, or our website will help you get better information. That's usually what we see, the tip off to rip off in those types of situations. But anybody wanting you to do something in 30 minutes or less, that's usually the tip off to the rip off. The only thing you should do in 30 minutes is buy a pizza. Everything else, do the research on the organization, do the research on the individual, and don't reply to text immediately without doing checking, make sure it's coming from the company you're thinking it's coming. With caller ID now, you can still be manipulated. So in essence, I can send you can call you, and the caller ID will say FBI or Social Security Administration or IRS. It's not them. It could be somebody else. And how many times do you get those texts saying that you're from the Secretary of State saying your driver's license has been suspended, right, or you missed a toll, things of that nature. Anything to do government related that you're paying a fee or you're going to go to jail or you missed your taxes. That's the tip off to the rip off.
Steve Burness, President and CEO of Better Business Bureau in Chicago. Thank you again for joining me this morning on Score Values. And just real quick, if you can remind the listeners again where they can find you and where they can go as far as if they are a victim in a scamming situation.
Yeah, I'll go to our website, bbb.org. It has all the information we talked about today, but it also has a database of 400,000 businesses here locally that we provide reports on, but also nationally as well. So we can look at companies operating out of better cities. All the Better Business Bureaus are connected together. Again, bbb.org. If you want to find a business you can trust, go there. If you want to file a complaint, go there as well. And if you want to let us know about the scam tracker, please let us know about scams that are happening, because we can prevent this from happening to others. We can warn others. And that's how all of our alerts are part of this now. Because of all the information we get. So please check it out. When in doubt, check it out and go to the BBB first.
Steve Burness, thank you again for joining me this morning on Score Values, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Have a great day. Thank you so much.
Now joining me here on Score Values on 670 The Score, Don Melchiori, Executive Director of Cradles to Crayons. Don, good morning, and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Tyler. Great to be here.
Absolutely. And now, just for those who aren't completely familiar, can you share what Cradles to Crayons is and what is the overall mission?
Yeah. So Cradles to Crayons, we provide children that are living in either homeless or low-income situations with basic essential items that we know that they need to thrive. And those are clothing, shoes, winter coats, school supplies, diaper, hygiene. And the way we do that is that we collect gently used clothing and shoes from around the Chicago and the suburban areas. Everything comes back to our place that we call the Giving Factory. And we get about 17,000 volunteers a year that help us sort, size, package, and then we distribute it to over 60 different service partners across the city and suburbs.
That's amazing. And then you just mentioned about people that want to be involved. How could someone get involved with Cradles to Crayons as far as like, where can they find out in more information to get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of ways for people to get involved, especially at this time of the year, because we've just kicked off our gear up for winter, because while it's beautiful now, it's in, you know, 50s, 60s, we know it's going to get really cold. Mm-hmm. And so people can go on our website, which is cradlestocrayons.org/Chicago. And on there, there's a link that says get involved. And so you can go and clean out all of your closets in your family's closets and find a drop-off location. We have 50 different drop-off locations throughout the city and suburbs. We do have a home pickup program in different parts of the city and suburbs where we'll just come to your house and pick up all the clothing. You can come and volunteer. So our Giving Factory, where all of the volunteerism is done, is in the North Central neighborhood, right at Western and Addison. And we run shifts Tuesday through Saturday for people 5 years of age and older. Or you can do drives in your own community and get your civic group, your religious group, your school all together. We're always in need of different types, especially in the winter. We need winter coats, gloves, hats, boots, that kind of thing.
Dawn Melchiori, Executive Director of Cradles to Crayons, here with me this morning on Score Values on 670 The Score. Now, Dawn, what would you say is the current impact on children in Chicago that's currently facing clothing insecurity? Like, what is that situation going on right now, and has it been increasing? Has it been decreasing as far as with the help that you guys have been doing?
Yeah, you know, I wish I could say that it is decreasing, but unfortunately, we continue to see more and more families. And what we see is as energy costs of heating a home, as we see, you know, food prices up, as prices continue to rise, parents have to make very difficult decisions of where the money is going to go. So a lot of times people have to make the decision, do I pay the heating bill this month or do I buy that new winter coat? You know, can I go out and buy food for the family, or is my kid going to get the expensive winter boots and hats and gloves because I can't afford both? And so what we try to do at Cradles to Crayons, along with our service partners, is to help and assist those families, so those families are not having to make those difficult decisions and they can get these basic essentials that people really don't think of, but so many people have so many things to donate. And we can turn that donation into a really happy family and take a load off of caregivers.
Now, Cradles to Crayons has been around overall for just over 20 years, and it started in Boston and then it expanded to Chicago in 2016, as well as other locations. How much has this foundation grown since? And then it started, and then can you expect more locations to open up with how everything's been moving?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we opened in Boston in 2002. We have another in 2006. It was opened in Philadelphia and then Chicago in 2016. And we're actually trying to figure that out right now. And so we're doing a strategic planning process to see how we can bring this to more parts of the country. And in Chicago, you know, we continually look at how do we expand our product donor base, because we know that there are so many parts of the surrounding suburbs and the city that need more than we can provide right now. So we're always looking for more people to partner with, to bring in clothing, more companies to work with, to engage their employees, and more service partners so that we make sure that we're, you know, getting what is needed out into the community.
Now, you guys just started up Gear Up for Winter just last week, and it's going on for, I believe, until February. Can you just kind of share mm-hmm. with the listeners exactly what this is and just kind of how they can get involved with this?
Gear Up for Winter is exactly as the name says, and we know it's going to be cold and snowy. We live in Chicago. So one of our big goals is to distribute 50,000 winter coats to kids. And we work with, our age range is 0 to 17. So, we need a lot of adult clothing because we do a lot with teens. And so, you know, we're looking at the basics. So 50,000 winter coats, hats, gloves, scarves, and then warm clothing. So think sweatshirts, sweaters, long pants, boots, if possible. And this kicks off this season because we know it runs till February because it's still February, March. It's still pretty cold. And so for people to get involved, it's, you know, see if you have old winter coats or any of the clothing that you might have and donate it. If you don't, on our website, you'll see a link to our Amazon wish list, and you can go ahead and order on Amazon and it'll get straight delivered to us, at our location. And that goes out pretty quickly because it's brand new and doesn't need any checks on it. So that's another way people can also get involved.
I was about to say, I did notice the guys' Amazon wish list, which I think is a fantastic idea. Now, would you say, is there a certain amount or like a limit of coats or winter clothing that someone can donate? Or is it just kind of however much they have is how much much they can give?
Oh, yeah. We will take it all.
I love that.
We're not choosy, so we'll take it all. If you've got one or if you have 1,000, we would love all of it.
Don Melchiori, Executive Director of Cradles to Crayons, here with me on 670 The Score, Score Values. Now, I noticed you have the UnGala as a part of the Gear Up for Winter coming up here in early November. Could you just share a little more on this event that's coming up?
Yeah, so that's on our website too. And so rather than have a big, fancy, get dressed up gala, what we do instead is we have one Saturday, it's November 8th, and there's two shifts and people come dressed very casually in their jeans and they actually volunteer. It's a great time. You know, we have families, tons of families. Like I said, kids 5 and older can come and volunteer with us. And so we have a great time. People get to come volunteer with their family, their children, and we raise a lot of money that helps us purchase all of the things we need to purchase, like diapers and hygiene that have to be brand new.
And now, where can you go to find more information? And then as far as like kind of purchasing tickets to be involved in the UnGala?
Yeah. So everything is on our website at cradlestocrayons.org/Chicago. And you can just click on the Gear Up for Winter logo that comes right up and it shows you how to do coat drives, virtual coat drives, UnGala, everything is on there.
Don Melchiori, Executive Director of Cradles to Crayons. Thank you again so much for joining me this morning, sharing exactly how we can help everyone that's in need with this crazy Chicago winter coming up. And then obviously you just kind of mentioned a little bit right there, but just before we let you go, if you can remind the listeners where they can go to find more information to be involved with Cradles to Crayons and just how they can donate their coats and winter gear.
Yeah, go to our website, cradlestocrayons, all one word, .org/Chicago. You can click on the button that I donate clothing, and we'll love to get your clothing and love to see you at UnGala or just come and volunteer at the Giving Factory someday.
Don Melchiori, thank you so much again and enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thanks, you too.
And that will do it for this week's edition of Score Values here on 670 The Score. I want to thank Scott Burness, the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, for giving us tips and tricks on how to watch out for scammers with the holiday season coming up. And I want to thank Don Melchiori, the executive director of Cradles to Crayons, sharing their mission over there and how you can get involved for their Gear Up for Winter coat drive. And if there's a topic you'd like to hear about on a future edition of our show, if you'd like to share information about an upcoming charitable event, send us an email at scorevalues670@gmail.com. That is scorevalues670@gmail.com. And once again, I'm Tyler Buterbaugh, and thanks for listening to this week's edition of Score Values here on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.